suppose something, the stove was real hot and a child reached up there and you'd say, don't. Yeah, and you'd say, don't. He was just fixing to put his hand. He said, don't.
Don't touch it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, and suppose I said, would you please go in yonder and I want you to get me, say, a cup of coffee or something. Would you please go in yonder and
hand me a cup of coffee?
Yeah, okay. Now, let's see. Now, suppose, let's see, how would you say that? I was trying, suppose somebody was trying to kick the football over the goalpost, and you say he leaned back and he went to kick it as hard as he could, and the ball went way up over the what?
Over the goal.
Right, okay. Then suppose somebody took something of yours and you were asking everybody around, you know, it wasn't anything bad, but you just something like saying you were in school and somebody just took your pencil or something, you said, all right, who
took my pencil?
Yeah. They said, do you ever say swipe? I said, yes, I'm
swipe.
And suppose I said, do you remember about last year I did something? You said, no, I
didn't remember.
Okay, some people, you know, say, I just remember about that.
Mm-hmm.
And suppose I said, did you write a letter to your sister last week? And you said, well, I have. I have done it, but I didn't do it last week. You say, I have did it,
but I didn't do it last week.
Yeah, and you say, and I suppose it was written. You say, I have
written a letter.
I wish I could say that. I'm the world's worst letter writer.
Mommy is.
Oh, and my child's up at school, up in Indiana at school, and I've written about two letters this whole year. I'm terrible. I talked on the phone, but I just can't get around to write.
Well, you do talk to her on the phone.
Oh, yeah. I got to have some touch with her. But.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I suppose I couldn't write. Suppose I didn't know how to write or something, and I hand you the letter. See, somebody had written me a letter, and I say, well, would you please, like I want you to put an envelope and write on it. I say, would you please do this to the letter? What would you say?
I said, would you please thank this letter?
That's right. Uh-huh. That's what they want to hear. In fact, I like to have a secretary, and I wouldn't ever have to write a letter back off for us. Now, suppose you went out in the yard, and you had some real, you know, really beautiful flowers out there, and you said, well, I'm going out in the yard and
pick me a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah. See, some people would like to pick them. Of course, me, I don't care about picking them. I like to see them out there.
Like to see them out there.
Francis says, don't talk about it in the yard. If you don't have them in the house, you haven't got them.
No.
I think she's just funny about that. Okay, now let's see. We talk about buildings now. Now this is a place where they have, you know, big music things and everything. What would you call that? You know?
Like an auditorium?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh, that's what they want to know. They like got different. You know, sometimes when they're going to have a, you're going to, well, they do that most, the auditorium would be for about everything, wouldn't it? Be opera and all kinds of stuff. And, but now say for instance, you're going to have a big basketball game. Where would you have that?
At the schoolhouse.
Yeah, and what would be the place in there where you'd have the game?
At the gym, in the gym.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, now, where would be a place at school where you'd keep books?
In the library.
Okay. Now, let's see. Well, I suppose you went to the... You didn't go to see a moving picture, but you went to see a play. What would you call that? You'd go to the place where they have plays would be a what?
I just went to see a play, but I didn't see a movie.
That's right, and suppose just like people on the stage are just doing it right there.
Doing it on stage. Well, I said I went to a movie, but I didn't see it on stage.
Uh-huh. Now, would you call it a theater or a movie house or a playhouse?
I'd call it a movie house.
Okay, now I suppose I said, well, school, or say school was going to be over at 3 o'clock. I said, well, school what at 3 o'clock?
School is out at 3 o'clock.
That's right, it's out. Okay. Now, suppose I said, well, she's one of the smartest people I ever did know, and she really did have plenty of sense and everything, but she just hadn't had a chance to go to school, so she didn't have much, what?
Didn't have much chance to go to school. I didn't have the chance the other children had to go to school.
You know, that's the way it was with Adele. That's everybody did her so bad, and yet she would have been probably the smartest one in the family.
Yeah.